If you took a calf away from mother cow, could you tell me what the calf would say?
Of course, the cow would moan.
To what?
And leave the calf there. And he put off 3-4, she sent out bowl around all the anybody for a calf.
If the horses made up their minds to come in, would they make a certain noise?
Mm-hmm.
If they were, what was that like? I see. Uh-huh. What did you call that? Was that a kind of a nicker or
a nickering?
A nicker. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. If they were mad, what was that like?
Well, I don't know if they're mad now, but that's where it went.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Kaiser, did you grow up on a farm too?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of these things?
Yes, sir, I do. Mm-hmm. But, after you grew up, we had some cows, hogs, chickens.
Mm-hmm.
That's too about like mine.
No.
That is a like Daddy. Of course, Daddy had horses and cows.
Did you ride the horses very much?
I guess
did you?
We had a little pony, me and my sister rode that, you know, to the field to chop cotton. And I had three or four brothers. And so, we chopped cotton, corn.
Did your family live near your husband's?
Sir?
Did your family live near your husband's? Well, you grew up in this county and
we
near?
Both, yeah. We've been kind of, but we ended
up Oh, I see. Will you tell me how you'd go to the barn and get a horse ready to pull the wagon? I suppose that was your job,
we
right?
We'd go and catch him out. I mean, come on, call his name, come around. And he'd come around, put the bridle on, catch him out, and hitch him to the wagon, hitch him to the fly. All we're going to do is.
Would you explain that more to somebody who really wouldn't have any idea how to do that? Would you just explain it so that I've never seen that done, to tell you the truth. And would you just explain how you go about it? Just, you know, so that somebody who hasn't ever seen it would be clear to
them. Barn, we get a couple of horses by his name, a mule by his name, and he come around to the door. We have the bridle in our hands. We catch the bridle and put him on him.
And just slip it over?
Over his head.
Uh-huh.
And if we're going to put the collar on him, that's what we fix him to do, a gear on. Because he used to that, we both do it, throw him on it. Grit him like a necktie, hang string, and hit him to what we're going to hit him to. Sometimes be a wagon, sometimes a buggy, sometimes a plow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, he used to it, we was too. So it wasn't a strain to either one of us.
So he didn't fight you?
No, he didn't.
Well, if you hitched him to a wagon,